Now, severe weather patterns have caused havoc worldwide at the start of the 2050 new year. More than half of Malawi has been declared a disaster zone following weeks of torrential rains. We are seeing the same situation in Mozambique, with thousands affected by heavy rainfall that has damaged schools, bridges and lots of other infrastructure. Moving to the other parts of the globe, icy cold weather in Gaza has also led to many deaths. Relief disaster organization Gift of the Givers announced last week that they will be sending aid to both Malawi and to Gaza. Now, joining us from our studio in Durban is Gift of the Givers founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Dr. Imtiaz, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Ibn. Good to be with you again.
Dr. Suleiman, before I go to you to chat about both Malawi and Gaza, I want to go to your man on the ground. He's Jafar Jakuda, who is in Malawi. So I just want to get a quick update from Jafar. Very good morning to you, Jafar. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you too as well, and thanks for calling. The situation is unfolding in many areas now. We've got the main disaster areas, Sanje and Angula, as well as Tikwara, where a lot of floods have taken place and a lot of people, the tune of over 121,000, have been displaced. Overall, the figure is over 200,000. They've got in the southern tip of Malawi, a place called Palombe in Mulanje district. The areas are completely submerged in water. Properties have been destroyed. The roads have been converted into pools of lake everywhere. And there is every effort being made to see that, apart from our own organization, Gift of the Givers, others are also coming on board. In our case, we've been supplying food items in the Tikwara district, together with our Malawi Defense Force helicopters. We have reached to places where people have been stranded and have not been able to get any food supply. And also we've assisted and supported the Malawi Defense Force by ensuring that people who are stranded are given some kind of shelter. And we moved into areas where people have actually been sheltered in places like community homes, schools, churches, mosques, and schools.
Jafar,
and then the needs are plentiful. We've got a situation where we need something like almost 3,000 tents, as there is a short supply of tents here in Malawi. And the manpower will be supplied from our defense force to see that various tents are erected, apart from us making every effort to see that we too also erect a few tents. Plastic sheeting for damaged house repairs is required for reinforcement. Then on the education side, 240 schools have either been submerged by flood waters or used as temporary displacement sites. Millions of dollars have been lost of education supplies, schools being used as temporary shelter. Longer term, the schools need to be relocated completely. The school needs around 800 tents to hold temporary classrooms. So there's quite a big demand arising from this catastrophic disaster.
Jafar, just tell us, a new cyclone is expected to make landfall, or was expected to make landfall in Malawi last night. Are we seeing more rain, and is the outlook looking just as bad for the week ahead?
Yes, for the next week, southern region, which has been very badly affected up to now, the rains have subsided here, but the central and northern regions are likely to be hit very hard with heavy downpour of rains. As far as the cyclone goes, there are two theories. One is going to move away to Madagascar. The other one is that through the Congo, it may come this side as well. So people are bracing for anything of a big eventuality that may take place. But the likelihood is that we will be spared this the cyclone hitting us. But the downpour of rains is supposed to come in cats and dogs type. So central and northern region are now the areas which are likely to be affected very badly. Already out of 28 districts of Malawi, 15 districts have been affected, and 5 of them are in the central region. So we are hoping that we don't have too much of damage, but the indications are very strong that we will have more destruction.
Jafar, thank you very much for that update.
The number of people who have passed away is over 200, and 153 people only in the Chikwao district are missing. So overall, the country is bracing for some real hard times for us.
Jafar, thank you very much for that update. As you can understand from that update on the ground, from Jafar Jakuda, who is in Blantyre and Marae, the situation is dire. The outlook is not good. I've got Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman with me live from Durban. Hello again, Dr. Suleiman. A tough time for the people of Malawi. I want to ask you about your relief efforts there. And then if you can tell us if you have any difficulty in dealing with the situation on the ground right now.
The relief efforts is what Gafar has mentioned to you already. Now, we in Malawi for 10 years. Strangely enough, the office in Malawi was opened by the brother of the present president. Peter Mutharika is the present president. His brother, Dr. Bingu Mutharika, opened our office officially in 2004. And from that time, we've had excellent relationships with the Malawi government, even with the president before this, Joyce Banda. And when we got to the areas in the south, the Malawi Defense Force were very, very helpful. In fact, we were really reliant on them. We must not forget, we must give credit to the Malawi government and the Defense Force. Being a poor country, they've done an excellent job rescuing 4,000 people from trapped areas very quickly. They don't have the best of boats and the best of helicopters, but they were admirable. Their statistics, their figures, everything was up to date, total cooperation. So in terms of logistics and support, you know, it's been brilliant. Of course, except where the areas are impassable with broken bridges and broken roads, you can't do much about that. But they use the helicopters to ferry the supplies to trapped people, and they even use their boats to ferry supplies to trapped people. We, from our side in South Africa, had water rescue teams on standby. Last night, the disaster management told us, look, the water levels are subsiding in the south. We don't need the water rescue now. Most of the rescue is done. But we are, as Gafar mentioned, expecting more rains in the central and north region. If that becomes a problem and becomes very critical, then we'll call you for the water teams. The other area that's on, we have to be on standby, after he's explained the damage. What is the point now? We have to wait for the medical crisis. There may be cholera and other waterborne disease, which is a reality. There's stagnant water and there's a lot of mosquitoes. Malaria normally is a big problem in Malawi. It's going to be aggravated now by this millions of liters of stagnant water. So that's what we're on standby for, and we have a medical team on standby for that purpose. Again, we won't move until we get the go-ahead from the Malawi disaster management. We don't want to impose ourselves on them.
Have you had any response after your appeals for assistance last week?
Yes. Many people have called. Some people said, I've been to Malawi, it's very sad, where can I bring stuff for you? Other people said, when's the bank details? Other people said, what can we drop off? Others said, we're making collections and we'll get back to you. So we've had an excellent response, you know, from people calling us. Generally, in the weekends, it's a bit slow in South Africa, but from this morning, we will get many, many more people calling us and responding to us, because we know people know the situation. The media has covered it quite extensively, and people are aware that it's a major disaster.
Let's move our attention to Gaza, where another humanitarian situation is playing itself out. Icy cold weather, it's a little bit unheard of. Tell us about the detail of what's going on in Gaza, and then what's the latest from your team on the ground there?
Well, they, around the same time as the Malawi floods broke, I got a message from Gaza, very sad message from my office representative there, saying this child has died from cold weather. And she mentioned three or four children in different areas who died because of cold. Then she mentioned a fisherman who went to sea to try to fish for his family, and he died, succumbed to the cold also. And she said, look, as a result of the war in Gaza in September, in July, you know, that war had destroyed many buildings. And of course, I'd seen that for myself with a team that had been there. And strangely enough, before I left in September, I told them, your biggest problem is going to be winter now, because there's no way you're going to get building material in here. You can't build homes. People are going to be stranded outside in tents, maybe in the open area. When winter comes, you're going to have a major, major problem. They said, what can we do? We don't have building material. It's access to Egypt and Israel is very difficult. And the borders are blocked. We don't get building material coming in. So we have to just manage on the outside. Last year, when I say last year, I mean December 2013, they had a flood situation there. And this time, they had a cold situation. And the cold was freezing, as you know, all over the Middle East. And immediately they called, they said, look, kids have died, other people have died. We released money and we said, go and buy warm stuff and start covering the people. They live in open areas, it's tents, there's water all around, there's no gas, there's no fuel, there's no heating. They have to chop firewood to make themselves warm. So all you can do now is try to provide warm stuff, nothing else. And you know, you're stuck, that's all you can do. We've already started distributing warm items and we've asked them if they require anything else, they must please let us know.
What are the main obstacles that your relief organization is facing in dealing with the issues in Gaza right now?
Well, Gaza, the biggest problem is if you cannot get the items inside Gaza, it's a major nightmare trying to bring it from the outside, either from the Egyptian side or from the Israeli side or even from the Jordanian side. Things don't move fast enough. There's an emergency. Sometimes you can wait for 5 or 6 months for items to come in. Unfortunately, they have a total blockade on items coming to Gaza. So when you get stuff inside, like when the war happened, we were very fortunate that they had some supplies initially. In the stores there, we could buy medical supplies, we could buy equipment for them. Now again, we're fortunate that they had some stock inside some of those companies in Gaza. But if they don't have the stock, it's a major problem. It takes a long time, several months before you can get anything in. And by the time you get it in, for this case, we try to get winter items in, it'll probably be summer by that time.
How many months before things start to warm up a little bit?
You look around probably around end of February. You know, by end of February, March, it starts getting warmer. But remember, the weather patterns have been upside down all over the world. Nothing follows a system anymore. In South Africa, in summer it's cold, in winter it's warm. The weather patterns have been messed up all over the world. So there's no definite way you can say, yes, now the sun is coming through. As the sun comes through, suddenly you have 3 weeks of cold again. So it's very, very difficult. But normally, by the end of February, beginning of March, things should start warming up to some extent in Gaza.
Dr. Suleiman, thank you very much for talking to us this morning and giving us a picture as to how things are standing in Gaza, as you've just seen, but also in Malawi, where a massive humanitarian aid operation is underway. Many people are still threatened, if not from direct flooding, also from waterborne diseases and the threat of mosquitoes that hangs over them in that part of the world. So get in contact with Gift of the Givers if you want to make a contribution to the relief effort in Malawi, Mozambique also, and in Gaza. But